Linda Mottram here. Join me at 6:30 p.m. as a sexual harassment allegation against the Deputy Prime Minister, a claim he calls spurious and defamatory, nonetheless tips the scales. Barnaby Joyce resigns. It's been a colourful career, we look back, but can he come back? And who's likely to step up now? Plus, a warning about Australia's creaking infrastructure and environmental limits as we try to cram in 12 million more people in the next 30 years.
More pollution, you end up with more impacts on people's personal time spent commuting. Even simple things like lining up for a ticket to a movie theatre or getting into a restaurant that you like.
All of that on PM at 6:30.
6:17, ABC Radio Brisbane, going to the Super Rugby, if you're listening on analog, with ABC Grandstand's Quentin Hull. The Melbourne Rebels are taking on the Queensland Reds. It's coming up not far away. Well, to matters of state here in Queensland, and it's a $4 billion project, $4 billion plus project, that has so far delivered 7 trains for the Commonwealth Games, and another nearly ready. We're talking about the NGR project. Train design flaws, a failure to deliver fit-for-purpose trains, and a human rights complaint that they are in breach of federal anti-discrimination laws that have been in place since 2002. Both sides of politics here in Queensland at a state level point the finger of blame at each other. Ahead of the Commonwealth Games in April and the imminent delivery of a Human Rights Commission decision on whether or not the trains can be exempted from federal disability laws for the Games have all led to the rail lobby group, Rail Back on Track, to say and call for a commission of inquiry. Robert Dow is spokesperson for the lobby group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, why are you calling for a formal commission of inquiry for the new generation rolling stock here in Queensland?
We want the true facts and circumstances brought out into the clear light of day so the monumental bots that this project represents is not repeated. Listeners would be aware that the delays with the new generation rolling stock mean that we're in a fairly precarious position coming into the Commonwealth Games. At best, we'll have 9 new generation rolling stock trains available for service. Originally, there would have been at least 40. They're 2 years behind. But the important point is that these trains are not compliant with respect to the Disability Discrimination Act and the associated disability standards for accessible public transport. Now, in Australia, since 2002, all new passenger rolling stock has had to be compliant with respect to the DDA and the standards. The question that we really need answered, and I think the only way we can get to the bottom of it is through a proper commission of inquiry, is why were non-DDA, non-DSAPT compliant trains ordered?
Let me interrupt. So where do you think we've not had the true facts so far? You said a commission of inquiry would establish true facts. Now, we've had explanations from the state government. We had explanations from the part that the opposition played. We've got a Labor government back in power. Why do you think we've not got the true facts so far, Robert Dow?
Well, at the moment, we're just witnessing a political blame game. The Palaszczuk government is blaming the previous Newman administration, but I think we need to look a little bit deeper than that. Why didn't the transport bureaucracy, our senior public servants within transport, say to the government of the day, these trains are not compliant and there's an absolute requirement for the trains to be compliant?
So what you're telling me is that it's almost irrelevant what government was in power at the time. The people who would have instructed them or given them professional advice on the designs of the train are somewhere in the heart of Queensland Rail and something went wrong.
Well, not necessarily Queensland Rail. That's another thing that needs to be examined by the Commission of Inquiry. We're not even sure, and we believe that Queensland Rail did not sign off on these new trains. And I think that's one of the reasons why the design is not compliant. It's only going through a proper Commission of Inquiry that will get that sort of detail. The sort of thing
we know that now. That hasn't been answered in. I mean, we have the floor of Parliament, which has, you know, that it's absolute free speech on the floor of Parliament, and that's not been answered on the floor of State Parliament.
No, not that I'm aware of, and I follow it fairly closely. So we really need to find out who actually signed off on the design of the new generation rolling stock trains, Was Queensland Rail consulted on the design of the new trains? And further things that need to be examined. Originally, we were meant to have 100 of these new six-car trains. The order was cut back to 75. Now, we don't believe 75 six-car trains will be enough. And another thing that needs to be examined is, why was the number cut back from 100 to 75? The other things that need to be examined, Steve, we believe, is when did the State of Queensland represents the transport main roads and QR.
Yes.
When did the State of Queensland first know they had acquired non-compliant trains? Now, the reason that needs to be examined is because disability advocates and ourselves and others have been warning about accessibility issues of these trains since 2015, and it was only in September 2017 that the State of Queensland put forward an application for a temporary exemption to run these trains.
So what happened in that two-year gap period when your organisation was warning about this and then when the state government took action? What happened in that two-year period?
Well, nothing, apparently, because the trains were non-compliant and it was only in September 2017 that the application went forward. It was about June 2017 that DTMR did acknowledge finally that the trains were non-compliant. So there's a two-year window that needs to be examined carefully as to why action was not taken sooner to fix these trains.
Now, why can't these questions or issues be answered on the floor of State Parliament?
I believe it's too political. We're just getting a political blame game. We're not getting to the bottom of the root causes. We really do need the true facts and circumstances brought out in the clear light of day. Absolutely.
Now, why couldn't the committee process, like the committee process, which is fairly robust and is quite healthy in Queensland's parliamentary system now, why could that not get to the bottom of these things?
I think it needs a really careful forensic examination, away from party politics, an independent commission of inquiry, so that we don't get back into this political blame game, which we think will corrupt the information that we need.
So it's your belief, or the belief of the organisation Rail Back on Track, that neither the current Labor state government or the previous LNP government are being fulsome with the facts surrounding the new generation rolling stock project?
Absolutely, Steve. We think it's we're not being told all the true circumstances, and it's really quite disturbing. This project's over $4 billion worth. We've got three trains presently parked in the front yard of Redbank Workshops, eating grass, we call it, on adjustment. I mean, this is how serious this project's off the rails. Brand new trains worth hundreds of millions of dollars are parked out there in the front of Redbank Workshops because they're so far behind they have no more room out at the Wakaraka Maintenance Centre to get these trains tuned up and into service. So there really does need to be a very, very thorough examination. The reason we want that is so that we learn the lessons in terms of procurement so that taxpayers' money is not wasted in purchasing of services and products by government that does not comply with legislation. I mean, to actually order new trains in 2013 that are not compliant with the Disability Discrimination Act is just simply unbelievable. It's going to cost at least $150 million, a further cost to rectify the deficiencies with the trains. We think it'll be a little bit more than that. We think $150 million is fairly conservative. And we understand that due to delays, there's also a risk of financial penalties under the contract. So it's a pretty serious situation all round. Just for interest, last March 2017, we put forward a request to the Queensland Auditor General to audit this project. We were so concerned at that point, March 2017. Our request to the Queensland Auditor General was declined. However, when the Australian Human Rights Commission announces the determination of the State of Queensland's application for the temporary exemption, which we think will possibly be next week, we again are going to put forward a request to the Auditor General to audit this project. If we can't get traction with a proper commission of inquiry, that's the only recourse we've got left.
So a $4 billion train project was in breach of laws that have been in place in Australia since 2002. Your organisation warned the state government in 2015. They did nothing until 2 years later, only September last year. And you think the only way to get to the bottom of this series of issues is for a formal commission of inquiry, in other words, one that's not politicised.
Exactly. We need an independent process to examine all the facts so that we get the truth out in clear light of day. At the moment, it's just basically a blame game. We get little bits of information dribbled out, but no one really knows all the circumstances, the chain of events that led to the, you know, the serious outcome of new trains that are not compliant at the moment, which is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to rectify. And not only that, the trains are late. Queensland Rail is struggling on with an ageing train fleet, prone to constant mechanical issues now. We've seen that over the last few days. More services cancelled because of mechanical issues with the old trains. These EMUs, the old EMUs, were meant to be retired from 2016. That's how far this project's behind, Steve. They're still running because they have to run, because otherwise without them we wouldn't have a rail service. It's a pretty serious situation at the moment, really is.
Robert Dow, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Rail Back on Track is calling for a formal commission of inquiry into the new generation rolling stock. Over $4 billion project, and there'll only be 7 or 8 trains ready for the Commonwealth Games in April of this year. We'll follow that story with Monday of next week and find out where it's heading. Not far away.